All right. Well, let's move on to our guest. I think it's him, Jeff.
I am here.
Jeff, punctuation Jeff. Jeff Rubin is, what are you?
Boy, that's a question that many people have tried to figure out. You know, I'm looking at your website here, and you're saying that I'm going to discuss my colon.
Yes.
I have something interesting to tell you.
We
sell a line of products, and I'm not here to publicize those, but we have one that says a semicolon is not a surgical procedure. And it's a T-shirt, and a guy called in about a year and a half ago, and he bought one, and he explained that he's a doctor, and about 6 months before, he had half his colon removed, so he truly is a semicolon.
See, I like that. I'm a huge fan of grammar and all that stuff, so you're like my favorite guest yet.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, Jane's a dork.
Oh,
yes.
Well, you know, I wish my mother were listening.
So, Jeff, you created a holiday called Punctuation Day?
National Punctuation Day, celebrated on September 24th every year.
Well, go on, Jane. You love it.
Well, yeah, I do want to know. I mean, I've got a question for you. I mean, a lot of people now, I find, don't really understand how to use punctuation. So what's your pet peeve? What one thing do you think that America needs to learn about how to punctuate their sentences?
They need to know how to use the apostrophe. That is
okay.
The most misused punctuation mark. In plurals, in possessives, the word it's, for example.
Yep.
Most people will write it apostrophe s when they mean the possessive, and it's not. It's just ITS. And they're confused because in all other forms, like the Johnson's dog would be N apostrophe S, but with the word it, ITS is the possessive form. And you see this on signs, and I've got photographs on my website. I invite people to send me photographs of incorrectly punctuated signs. I get them from all over the world, and I'd say probably 75% of them are incorrect usage of the apostrophe.
Eat at Joe's, get gas.
Say again?
Eat at Joe's, get gas.
Exactly. Same thing. Exactly. And, you know, it's especially frustrating what I see in newspapers today. For example, just over the weekend, somebody was talking about a couple of baseball players, Ichiro Suzuki and Hideki Matsui, you know, the two Japanese guys.
Yeah.
And he was saying he wishes that there were more Ichiros and Matsuis. Ichiro, I-C-H-I-R-O apostrophe S.
Oh, goodness.
Damn them.
You see this stuff all the time in newspapers. And, you know, it's not only there. I mean, now it's in books. I mean, when I was growing up, you never saw mistakes in books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading a book right now about George Gershwin, and, you know, he wrote Rhapsody in Blue.
Right.
The first reference to Rhapsody, the word was spelled R-A-H-P-S-O-D-Y.
I think that's horrible. I feel like there's really no excuse for that. I mean, I think the first thing when I see somebody's name spelled wrong in a book or I see something wrong, I'm like, you know what? That discounts the author's entire argument. You know, I think that, you know, punctuation and spelling is absolutely important, especially in this age of texting and all this stuff. But I'll get off my soapbox because that's your soapbox to be on.
You started about text messages.
Yeah, are we seeing the end of punctuation as we know it with emails and text messages?
It's the end of civilization as we know it. It's the degradation of our language. There are no vowels in text messaging. So you have all of these kids who spend all of their lives text messaging, and then they get to college or even try to get out of high school. You want to wonder why 40% of the children in California can't pass the exit exam? You ever see the questions on the exit exam? Spell your name. That's worth 10 points right there. It's just incredible. And so these kids are text messaging for 10, 15 years, and then they get into the real world, and then they discover English.
It's
like English is a second language.
So what's the solution? What do you think that you know, parents can do? What do you think we can do to educate ourselves?
Well, you know, I'm not a parent. I believe in other people having children.
I hear that.
Yeah, and so my wife and I actually started a program last year called Punctuation Playtime. We go into schools, elementary schools. We believe that you have to get to children when they're young. So we work with kids in the first through fifth grades. And we have this program. It's 45 minutes. It's an assembly. And we teach the kids 13 punctuation marks with a series of games like pin the punctuation mark on the sentence.
Oh, that's cute.
And the punctuation relay. It's very popular. But you have to start them young. I'll tell you, once they get to middle school, forget it. It's too late.
Hey, Jeff, you want to take a call?
I'll take a call.
Yeah, this could be our next guest. We're not very sophisticated here. Let's see. 801, who's there?
801. Hello?
Okay. So who's there now?
I'm not 801. This is Steve H. Graham, the Nigerian guy.
Ah, Stephen H. Graham.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're speaking to a real author. He's been published.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's extremely flattering way to describe me. I'm sorry, I had no idea. When you said 801, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, you know what? There is an 801 on the line. Let me see who this is for one second.
Yeah, Stephen, all the guests are assigned a number.
801, is that you?
Could be. I mean, who knows? Skype is crazy. It just says whatever it wants.
All right, I just lost 801 again. All right, they're confused, we're confused. What's up, Stephen H. Graham?
Well, first of all, you know, I just wanted to call because you send emails every week and say, the show's on. I got all these great guests. And I go, yeah, all right, and then I don't call. And so here I am, we're to, you know, try to be supportive. And first of all, I wanted to make had a grammar comment because you guys are talking about colons and grammar and so forth. And I just wanted to point out, maybe you guys know this already, the bacteria that causes cholera is called Vibrio comma.
Ooh, I like it.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, isn't that exciting?
I'm so lost. Yeah. Wait, I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, you know, it's a bacteria. I mean, and it's got a Latin name, and the first part of the name is Vibrio, and I have no idea what that means. And the second part is comma, which means comma. Because it looks like a comma under a microscope, I
think.
It's
a comma fiber.
Oh, I understand now. This is titillating radio.
Yeah, we're going into huge dork territory right now,
I just wanted to get even deeper into the colon grammar thing. I thought this was kind of related to it.
Yeah, thank you.
I had no idea punctuation was this interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you above all people, I would think, would know.
I'll tell you, the way it's taught in schools, it's the most boring subject you can possibly imagine.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. I mean, you can't stand up at a blackboard and teach people grammar and punctuation. You have to make it fun. You have to make it challenging.
Which is impossible.
It's not impossible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing it now, and it's very very successful.
All right, well, tell everybody your website where we can find out more about this.
PunctuationPlaytime.com for the school program and NationalPunctuationDay.com for the holiday.
Everybody go there and visit it. I will, after the show, I'll put links up on Blockstein.com, DrBlockstein.com, so you can punctuate all you want. Really quickly, an asterisk, is that a punctuation mark?
No, it's a symbol.
Parentheses, is that punctuation?
Yes, it is.
Colon's a punctuation, comma's a punctuation, right?
Semicolon, brackets, exclamation point, question mark, quotation marks.
Quotation marks is punctuation.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeff, can I ask one last question?
Sure.
Yeah, go.
Serial comma, for or against?
You know, I used to be against. I'm an old newspaper man, and I
was
brought up on the AP style book.
Uh-huh.
And we don't use the comma after the third item, you know, before the coordinating conjunction. But I've been getting a lot of mail lately from teachers who are telling me that they're teaching the serial comma. And, you know, that's part of the confusion with punctuation is that the style books don't agree.
Nobody knows it. Nobody knows the right way.
And so,
how is their grammar, the teachers?
And so here's my advice. Pick a style and stick with it. Even if it's wrong, be consistently wrong.
Right.
Well, I live my life that way.
I like to alternate.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, same for us, and I hope for our listeners as well.
Thank you.